you are able for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, Lord. At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me. Listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work. Yet tomorrow, and the next day I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you, and I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
you, Lord Christ. You may be seated. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. There is so much stuff in those five verses that I just read that I wasn't quite sure where to go. Do I speak about the Pharisees and how they are actually protecting Jesus today? They are standing up for him and warning him. Do I speak the truth about the prophets and why governments are so quick to kill them? Do I speak about Jesus using a feminine picture to describe God and not the masculine stories we are so comfortable hearing, as some struggle with hearing of God's feminine attributes? Truth is, as I looked at the world this week, my heart goes to Jerusalem. For a long time, I heard this passage as criticism of Jerusalem. I heard Jesus' frustration, almost anger over Jerusalem, but today, as I look at the world, as I look at Jerusalem and the whole world, I don't hear Jesus' words as criticism, but Jesus' heartbreak, the city he loves so much. Jesus grew up with Jerusalem being the center of the world, and for some it still is. Jerusalem is the heart of it all. It is where the world wanted to be. And today, we still visit that part of the world. Every year, actually multiple times a year, when there was a festival, Jesus with his family would make the trip to Jerusalem to be in the most holy of holy spaces. It was central to who Jesus was as a Jewish boy and as the Messiah. It was central to us as well. And if we think about it, we still refer to that area as Holy Land. But while Jerusalem was and is still the most holy of holy places, Jesus noticed the city changed. I mean, maybe it's not the city changed, but the ruling party has changed Jerusalem's everyday life. Over the centuries, rulers have come in and bit by bit took down all that made the city what it was. Rulers destroying all that was made good. Rulers that silenced voices that didn't follow their ideas. Rulers that get rid of the voices who call out the things that go against God's desire. Jerusalem as Jesus watched, changed. And what made Jesus love that city so much seemed hidden and even gone. And for that, Jesus grieves. We actually hear later in Luke 19 that Jesus actually wept for this city that he loves. Our reading today, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. Oh, the sadness when the beauty of what you once knew is taken away, ripped away by someone who has no understanding of holy and sacred places. Ripped away by someone who doesn't care about the people, but only about power and control. The heartbreak of a place that sets out to destroy anyone who speaks against the ruling authority, even if and especially when those words are God's words. Do you understand the pain Jesus must have felt? The desire for Jesus to go back to a time when people were able to be who they were and not fear for their lives. Do you hear Jesus' heartbreak? Do you hear Jerusalem, Jesus' love for Jerusalem when he says, "How often have I desired to gather your children as a hen gathers her brood under her wings?" I've thought about that differently this week as I was watching on YouTube a video of one of the Eagle cameras, I think in Big Bear in California, as they had this horrible storm come in, and how the eagles that have three eaglets that they are trying to keep alive, how these eagles literally gathered them under them and spread out their wings and covered them, and all you saw was the eagle's head popping out because everything was just covered with heavy snow. And how at one point, I don't know if it's the male or the female that was sitting at the time, gets up and kind of shakes the snow off, and you see these protective little eaglets underneath. Often I have desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. Jesus sees exactly what Herod is and what Herod is willing to do to keep his power. Herod believes he has the ultimate authority, that he himself is God. It's a dangerous place to be, both as civilians living under that rule, but it's dangerous for Herod himself because it won't take much and people will see the truth. That he is nowhere near God and nowhere near God's power. Herod should be loving his people, but that isn't going to happen. I hear God's cry as God looks around the world today and sees what we have done and continue to do, our sin, our lack of care for the environment, something made by God's own hands. I imagine God's tears as people continue to treat others in ways that support power and control and less about loving our neighbor. I feel God's tears as Jesus weeps for Jerusalem and weeps for us. It is so easy to take God's cries and to blame someone else. And that just makes God cry even more. Because this, my friends, is not the world God created, but what we have created through sin. We have caused divisions while God cries for harmony. We have caused pain within the marginalized community while God cries for healing. We have looked the other way time and time again while God continues to point out the hurting in our midst. God cries as one who wants to make things better, make things whole again. God cries as we look to power in human beings to save us, and we forget about the one who truly did and continues again and again. We look to money and people as what will make Jerusalem better again, and we forget about the one, who calls us and gathers us under her wing to remind us from where our hope and our promise comes. Jesus says, "Listen, I'm casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my work." Oh God, how I long for that day to come. I long to feel safe in your arms again. I long for us to remember who you are and the love you have for the whole world. And I will celebrate when we, the world, recognize you again. Thanks be to God. Amen.